straight out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. Come away, Jake. The new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, you awakened Oklahoma Patriot. You made it to Friday once again. It's a good day. June 2nd. We are officially in the month of June. And we'll just go ahead and celebrate the rainbow, but for other purposes, right? All right, we got a great show here. We got Ryan Thorson coming on here in a second with the Salvation Army talking about Donut Day. You know, this is on the heels of Health Kick Thursday, so you'll have to excuse us. But, you know, I didn't officially declare Donut Day. We're just recognizing it. And the Salvation Army, they do some good things using some sweets to spread some love. So we're going to look at that. Of course, the recent Supreme Court ruling on abortion, I want to take a look at that. I mentioned it yesterday. It's been all in the news. But I've had some questions recently asking, you know, what does it actually mean? What actually happened? So I do want to look at that. Congressman Josh Perkin, I spoke to him earlier. So I want to get, you know, had a chance to speak with him about this. Of course, the debt ceiling, it passed the Senate. Our conversation was just prior to that decision. So he is here in Oklahoma, just landed yesterday, and is now going to be doing some town halls. And, you know, I just love his engagement with the people and appreciate his willingness to come and actually meet with the people who elected him to go to D.C. So going to have a good conversation with him. And then we got Mr. Seitz, okay, in studio with the Young Republicans. So I love the youth. It's kind of been a theme all week. The younger generation, I just want to say youth, but the younger generation, and it's been the a focus of mine for a long time because I'm concerned about what do we do to ensure that the conservative values are enduring here in the state of Oklahoma. And the Young Republicans are on that mission. So we're going to hear from him in just at the bottom of the hour. But let's go ahead and go to Mr. Ryan Thorson. He's on the line waiting with the Salvation Army. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jake. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So Donut Day is today officially. Are you stocked up?
Absolutely, we are. We're commemorating this, what the Salvation Army has been celebrating since 1938, is what we call Donut Day. On this day, we commemorate the Salvation Army, who back in 1917 was setting up little makeshift huts on the front lines in World War I to provide supplies and clothes to the troops. And one of the things they wanted to do just to help them feel a little bit of home while they are at, we made baked goods, and the only real baked goods we could do on the front lines because of the simplicity was donuts. And the young women, for instance, that were serving this were referred to as the donut lassies. And it's actually believed that that this led to the popularity of donuts in America when the GIs came back, or the doughboys came back, and they brought that with them. But yeah, in 1938, we decided to start when the Salvation Army was helping to help the people who were the victims of the Great Depression. We established Donut Day, and to commemorate what they did in the way, and also the way that the Salvation Army has been on the front lines helping with first responders. And the Salvation Army of Canadian County is going to be celebrating that day today by delivering some donuts to Canadian County police departments in Mustang, El Reno, and in Yukon.
Awesome, man. Well, I love the history of the Salvation Army, you know, with William Booth, the founder, and the enduring vision and traditions. And so this is just one more. I know that the police officers, you know, it is appropriate because this is First Responder Friday. Last Friday was actually our first one, but just going to notch out a section in the Jake Merrick Show to recognize first responders. So we're kind of doing a two birds, one stone deal today with Donut Day, but also first responders and how you guys are serving them. So, you know, shout out to all of our law enforcement officers, those the firemen, all of those serving our community. Thank you for all you do. And I hope you get a donut today. Man.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be delivering some.
So what is the response then? I mean, when you show up with two dozen, what are we delivering here this morning?
I believe we're going to be having a dozen to each police department, but these donuts, I want to just make sure to give a shout out to who's supplying them. Glazed and Confused Donuts over on Vandeman Avenue in Yukon is generously donating these donuts for the police departments. But we're going to be bringing some donuts to each of the police departments, and it's just a way of giving back to people who give so much to our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for all you do, and thank you for jumping on this morning to make everybody aware of it. I know we got a lot of law enforcement officers listening in this morning, so I know their mouth is already watering, waiting for it. All right, Ryan, I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. And just a really quick mention, Salvation Army of Canadian County, we're an outfit that helps people with emergency needs. So if you feel like you're in an emergency need, please give us a call. Our number is 405-295-2343.
Awesome. Yes. Doing great work. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You have a great morning.
You too. You too. Bye-bye. Go deliver those donuts.
We'll do.
All right. It's Ryan Thorson with the Salvation Army. Spreading the love with the sweet stuff, Glazed and Confused. I've actually been there. My daughters are donut fanatics. We don't eat them often, but when we do, we go all out. So we've been there. It's good stuff. I want to go ahead and get to this conversation I had earlier with Congressman Josh Burkeen. Of course, he flew in recently from D.C. He is boots on the ground in Oklahoma doing a town hall tonight. But I wanted to get his take on, of course, the debt ceiling. It passed the House and recently passed the Senate. So he was one of those that stood opposed to this, stood firmly on principle and said, no, hey, we've got to do more. So here's my conversation with Congressman Josh Burkeen. Congressman Josh Burkeen, just landing, touching down in Oklahoma, got a busy schedule back here in the home state. Thank you for your time, Congressman.
Oh, Jake, Josh. Don't forget to call me Josh. Honored to be with you. Thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Absolutely. Well, of course, the topic of discussion around the nation is the debt ceiling, this recent bill that got cleared the House, going to the Senate. We'll see what the Senate does. But you've been, from the beginning, a hard no on this compromise between McCarthy and Biden. What was it that you just could not swallow? You said, nope, it won't work.
Well, I guess, let me just say that for the last 40 years, and I use that purposely, number one, it's two generations. 20 years is a generation. And I want people to think just how far and how fast we've fallen, how far and fast. 40 years ago in 83, we had a $1.4 trillion gross national debt.
Wow.
You fast forward, that took us 200 years as a nation to accumulate some total, to aggregate $1.4 trillion. 40 years later, we have $31.5 trillion. We'll overspend $1.5 trillion this year, meaning we're going to overspend in 1 year this year what it took us 200 years as a nation to get to up to 1983. This thing is snowballing on us. It is a massive problem. It's a problem that you have to measure in miles, and people want to say that millimeters are the means of fixing it.
Yeah.
And Jake, I'm not there. I said for me to vote for a debt ceiling increase, it was going to have to be transformative. A month ago, we voted for something that could have been transformative. Republicans in the House of Representatives voted for the Limit State Pro Act that said, in exchange, we want $1 trillion, almost $1 trillion, a little over $900 million in cuts year one to increase the debt ceiling. $900 million. It passed. The House of Representatives, Republicans, passed. Year one cuts. Why year one cuts matter is because Washington is famous for always saying, always projecting that, you know, they'll score a bill and they'll say, you know, we're going to cut this amount this year, but we're promising in years 2, 3, and 4, we're going to cut. And so we'll score this bill at X number of savings. Jack, those numbers never materialize. When I was on Tom Coburn's staff years ago, they played this game. It is a game Washington in the last 20 years, as much as any other time, has become so notorious for.
Yeah.
It's always what Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara. I'll think about that tomorrow. And so year one savings of what we passed a month ago was $900 billion. Republicans said, yes, let's do it. This deal that just got agreed upon year one, you know how many the savings that are being touted? $12 billion. What
right.
is 12 billion of over nine? What is 12 billion in contrast to what the Republicans said just 3 weeks ago? The Republicans passed. It's 1%. You do the math. It's 1%. So when Ronald Reagan said that if somebody gives you 70-80% of a deal, take it and then come back and get the rest sometime later, right? But if anyone says that Biden met us halfway on year one cuts, and there's more to this, I don't want to, you know, take away from the other elements, but I just want to talk about what year one cuts, because that matters to me and it matters to a lot of us, because that's the number that you can count on. It's not something that disappears like gas in the wind.
Exactly.
That first year number at 1%, we want people to just sit down and compromise. Okay, if Republicans voted for $900 billion, then first year cuts and said, we've got control of the House of Representatives, why would we settle and say a good deal was only 1% of that?
What do you think is in McCarthy's head that he just so easily gives that up?
There are other elements of this that some claim will be really positive moving forward. I don't want to discount those, okay? Because I want to be fair, because I think there's some in our conference that are genuine and think could actually take root and do something. One of them is called the Massey Plan. And Thomas Massey is a friend of mine. He's a stalwart conservative. He's got a history of that. I looked at him last night on the floor and I said, Thomas, I'm going to come back to you January 15th. Because what this plan is that he says that he has optimism for, and it's a part of this, is that if they go into it October 1 without passing the appropriation bills, that it will 90 days later cause an automatic 1% cut on the discretionary side, which, keep in mind, discretionary is only 11%. It'll be an automatic 1%. Now, it's 1% cut.
Yep.
It is a cut. But the problem is you've got a 90-day window there. Well, they can introduce a bloated spending bill, a.k.a. omnibus, to keep them from ever triggering January 1, that automatic 1% cut. So that is my concern, at least the number of our concern. I hope that that thing can be effectual, but it's not the plan that Massey put forward in his original idea touting years ago or whenever he came up with this. His original plan says we don't do 12 appropriation bill comes October 1, it automatically kicks in. There's
right.
going to be a lot of pressure come October 1 if we don't get 12 appropriation bills for people to say, we're not going to go January 1. And for the President of the United States to say, nope, let's do a government shutdown. I'm not going to give you what I normally do, give you a continuing resolution. Let's just go to a government shutdown.
So that's a portion of my conversation with Congressman Joshua Keane. We're going to go a quick break and come back here in just a minute to resume that. Obviously, he has strong convictions about where we are as a nation and what we must do to get back to solid ground. We haven't seen solid ground in a long time when it comes to fiscal responsibility. And, you know, I believe that, like he said, the bill that they passed in the House was solid. It was a solid plan that could produce actual results. What we have now is really nothing, and we'll go into more detail about that, see if there's any redeeming qualities about this and what he thinks about the bill as it goes to the Senate as well. So stay tuned right here on the Jake Merrick Show. More to come after the break.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Let's check things out on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown, 25 minutes. Midwest City to downtown, 24 minutes. Norman to downtown, 29 minutes. And Edmond to downtown, 22 minutes. Keep in mind, east and westbound I-40 between Southeast 29th and Hiawassee, still an active work zone. That's due to the ongoing widening project. It'll be partly sunny, warm, and humid into the weekend. 40% chance of showers this afternoon.
We have Oklahoma covered with breaking news at the top and bottom of the hour, every hour. 100,000 watts of freedom. You're listening to the new talk radio, Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Sugar Creek Casino presents the Roots and Boots 90s Electric Throwdown. With Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray,
that's my story,
and Aaron Tippin. Live Saturday, June 17th at the Sugar Creek Casinos Event Center. Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray, and Aaron Tippin together at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Are you sick and tired of the I don't know what I'm doing this weekend? Get off your couch and go see our friends at Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City. Saddle up on a new or used motorcycle and start your journey of making new friends, memories, and seeing the best of Oklahoma. Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City, 7 Northeast 10th Street, downtown Oklahoma City. Great selection, great prices, and great people. No more I don't know, and you get to learn the cool biker wave. 7 Northeast 10th Street, downtown Oklahoma City. Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City wants you to remember, always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Moxie Pest Control prides themselves on neighborly service. While treating Miss Nolan's home, like any good neighbor, they noticed she needed help raking her leaves.
Moxie helped me feel good about my house, my yard. I was so happy that they would take the time to do something for an elderly lady, not expect anything in return. I just can't thank them enough for making me feel good. I'll keep Moxie for a long, long time.
Call Moxie Pest Control right now to get rid of your pests and find out what neighborly service is all about.
The new radio station you can describe in one word: freedom. This is Dan Bongino on the only 100,000-watt voice for freedom in Oklahoma, the new Freedom 96.9, and listen online at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else, weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. I am so anti-authoritarian. Who's going to leave me alone the most? Who's going to cut my taxes? Who's going to abolish the ATF? Who's going to leave my guns alone? Who's going to leave our kids alone and let parents lead? I like to see results. That's what I like to see. I'm going to call balls and strikes, but I just like to be up front with you. You can hear me every weekday from 2 to 5 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Oklahoma, right here on the Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back. 7:19 on this Friday morning, June 2nd. I got to continue this conversation I had earlier with Congressman Josh McKean, speaking about the debt ceiling, and then coming up at the bottom of the hour after the break, I'm going to Daniel Seitz with the Young Republicans here in Oklahoma, so it's going to be a great conversation later. But here to the rest of our conversation with Congressman Josh McKean.
Problem, a financial problem, and you measure it in miles. Some of us are saying we've got to match it with the size of solution.
Yeah.
No more millimeter adjustments claiming victory. So, and then look, the permanent reform in this could have been good absent that they clawed into it, the green energy, subsidized unreliable green energy stuff. That's another major contention for those of us that voted no. We had in that Limit, Save, and Grow Act a clawback of the green energy tax credits, which Goldman Sachs says can cost us $1.2 trillion in the next 9 years.
Hmm.
But more importantly is, they say the Energy Information Administration says because of the subsidization of wind and solar, electric vehicles, batteries, by the way, it's subsidizing the most of the manufacturing refinement process, whether it's the critical minerals or the refining, is anywhere from 60 to 80% comes from China. That's electric vehicles.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother subject. I was handing over security to an adversary. Craziness. But just go back to wind and solar. The Energy Information Administration says because of the subsidization, the green energy tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act, they're going to cost us $1.2 trillion. And by 2050, 60% of our electric grid is going to be dependent upon wind and solar. Jake, it's only 12% now.
Hmm.
And you know what that's going to do? It's going to push aside natural gas in the grid. And so if Oklahoma is a natural gas, top five exporter of natural gas, what's that going to do to Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah.
And so the permanent reform is on the Democrats want permanent reform now because they want these subsidized, unreliable green energy projects to go up.
That seems to be priority number one constantly for them. You know, of course, we heard Kerry.
Their adherence to the climate extremist Church of Nature. We're sacrificing prosperity on the altar of the Church of Nature because of their, some of them, convinced that that is the greatest threat facing our nation. I'm convinced the greatest threat facing our nation is our lack of biblical virtue and our economic collapse that's awaiting us, which are in tandem.
100%.
Because if we don't turn, we don't turn and become a virtuous people again, if we don't start knowing what the difference between a man and a woman is, if we don't start calling that which is right, right, and that which is wrong, wrong, we're never going to be able to get a true grapple on this debt and deficit spending because we've become a slave to the lender. And so we've got to have a revival in our nation. We've got to have hearts and minds change where people saying, I'm willing with a revival and with us becoming a virtuous society. People will say, I'm willing to sacrifice for my kids and grandkids. I'm willing to put their interest ahead of me electing somebody who just gives me more cash from my federal government, giving me largesse. And that's what people have learned to do. It was the warning hundreds of years ago of our founding fathers. Hitler, who wasn't even one of our founding fathers, a historian, he said like in the late 1700s, that a democracy can't exist forever. It can only exist if people discover they can vote themselves largesse in the public treasury. And that's what's happened. We've learned to be selfish at the expense of our nation.
And 100%. That right there is exactly why I have you on my show, because we're cut from the same cloth, believing the same thing. I said earlier that we have to have those voices in Congress that are uncompromising, that are rooted in principle. And regardless of what everybody else does, you stay firm and just say, no, it must be this way. Because the political game, like you said, is a back and forth. Even Reagan, like you mentioned, said, hey, if you get part of it, go with it. But he's talking about 75 or 80% of it. But it seems like at this point, we're just giving the whole thing away, settling for crumbs and then clapping our hands saying that it was a victory. And it just, I agree with you. It is not. We've compromised too much, and it's time to pull it way back to even get to solid ground where we could even start building again. We just appreciate you.
The time for half measures is way past us. I mean, that's why I couldn't. When I ran, I said it's got to be transformative. Again, there are people, I think they're genuine. You know, I'm grateful for my mentorship of Tom Coburn, because I got to, those of us that worked for him and lots of us that, you know, watched him, we got to watch this game, you know, 20 years ago, where people, 15, 20 years ago, where people say, we'll do it next year. So if you don't have that context, and so many people are new to the Congress, right?
Yeah.
I'm new to the Congress. I've never been in this role before, so I'm not trying to, you know, upscale my resume. But I watched on the peripheral, and I've seen this talking point used to convince people, we'll do the right thing next year.
Yeah.
And so I'm not buying it, because they've not done the right thing next year. And it's why some of us have said, if you're going to do the right thing, it's now, because 5 years from now, when our interest payments on our debt, CBO tells us, is going to match what we spend to defend our country, we don't have the time to wait to do the right thing next year.
No, not at all. We're out of time. The other thing that this deal does is it upholds Biden's student loan bailout and delays that IRS expansion by just a year. And so, again, we have more concessions that are just giving up more ground.
You know, we had the Legislative and Grow Act we passed, you know, addition to all the cuts, and go after the woke and weaponized government, wasteful spending. We had 8 different policy, and so many of those policy, did they get pieces of those policy in some of this? They got pieces.
Yeah.
But they didn't get anywhere close to 25% or 50% in so many of those 8 categories. And again, why did more Democrats vote for this than Republicans?
Yeah.
Because for the most part, it preserved their heightened level of spending past COVID, and it preserved them to the utmost. I don't want to be mean-spirited towards people that may be genuine and thought that there was enough value in it to vote for it, because, you know, the talking point is, well, we've never really cut ever. So, you know, $12 billion something. I don't want to be mean-spirited towards those people. I just don't buy it, Jake.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because,
you know,
I know the size of the problem.
I was thinking about that in terms of our family budget. You know, everybody can compare it to your own personal projects. And, you know, if we had, say, $10,000 of credit card debt that we're deciding we're going to get rid of, and I make a decision that I'm going to not have a cup of coffee this morning, well, that's good. But if I also call my credit card company and say, hey, can you increase my limit another $5,000? Well, that one cup of coffee, I'm not even going to feel it. And so if I go ahead and continue spending and raise my credit up $15,000 to $15,000, and then I cut a cup of coffee or even a cup of coffee every day for the whole month, it's not going to make the impact that's needed to erase that debt.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy.
What do you think about the Senate? Do you have any hope in the Senate that there may be some needed reforms there before this is signed into law?
Are you asking me, do I think that there's enough senators who are stalwart conservatives to stop this? No.
Yeah.
Do I think there's some stalwart conservatives in that body? Yeah, I do. The Ted Cruz's, the Mike Lee's. I could go on, but there are other good men and women that will stand up, and I don't want to just say limited to just a few. There are good men and women that serve all through this body, and they see it different than I do. You know, sometimes you got to be willing to throw aside what people think of you and the desire to climb the political ladder. That's the real tug of war in Washington, D.C.
Right.
People that they use the term be a team player. And they've done that for 20, 30, 40 years up there. It's a way to loop you in and make you feel like that you're an idiot for standing up for the things we're talking about.
Yeah.
And be a team player. We'll live to fight another day. We'll win the next election. We've got to stay together so we can get the next majority.
It just gets exhausting.
Here we are.
Yep.
We keep winning elections and losing this country.
You are here to speak to the people here in Oklahoma. So it looks like you have an upcoming town hall tonight in Verdigris, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Is that right?
Friday, June 2nd. Love to hear the thoughts of Oklahomans, even those that disagree with me, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I want to be respectful and honoring of anybody who disagrees with me. We got a country to save, and I don't have all the problems. This isn't false humility. I have to ask myself on a continual basis, God, am I doing what needs to be done? Lord, adjust me.
Yeah.
Lord, make an adjustment. If I'm doing it wrong, you know, you can sometimes have the right viewpoints and have the right position, but the way you'd go about it can be wrong. I've done that in the past, Jake, where I've had the right message, but I wasn't gentle. And so I lost my message for my delivery. We've got to influence people. We've got to be gentle. My scripture reading before I went up there on the plane was out of Titus, where it says talk about being gentle and not maligning people. Hmm. And so we can talk about how we solve the problems without slandering other people's character and giving people grace to, just because they may not, you know, have the conviction. They may have not had the same road to get to where I'm at. Again, I give grace to people who've not watched from afar and watched this be a team player. Next year's the time we'll make the change. I give grace for people because, you know, if you first walk into that, it's the first time you ever heard it, you go, hey, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you know that's the game that's played for years.
right, exactly. That experience is key. We will continue praying for you, for the wisdom, for the gentleness, for the discernment, and we just appreciate everything you're doing. So thank you for your time here.
Thanks, man. God bless you.
All right, Congressman Josh McKean. Proud to have him as a representative here in Oklahoma. Of course, he was the lone opposer of the bill in our D.C. delegation. It looks like Bice, Cole, Hearn, and Lucas were all in favor of the debt ceiling law or bill that just passed. And so, you know, but I appreciate his grace saying, hey, listen, I get it. I understand the argument. I understand that we're trying to get something done and that it's better than nothing. But what I've said multiple times is we need those voices of principle, those that refuse to negotiate and compromise and say, no, but the standard is over here. It's way over here. And unless we have those voices that just remain, then we never know where the standard is. And so I appreciate those voices. Even if they did not slow down or stop this bill, at least they used their voice. They took a stand. And now we all know what needs to be done. So this passed. It's better than nothing, but we know we have a long ways to go. All right, coming up after the break is Daniel Seitz with Young Republicans. Going to have a great conversation about what's happening here in Oklahoma with the Young Republicans. We've got a great future as long as men like him are fighting for us.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The debt ceiling deal is a done deal, having won approval last night in the Senate following hours of debate and a flurry of amendments. The bill now is on President Biden's desk awaiting his signature. He says he'll sign it ASAP. The bill trims spending and suspends the debt limit for 2 years. The president's expected to talk about it when he addresses the nation later today. And the White House insisting that President Biden is fine after taking a fall on the stage at the Air Force Academy yesterday, happened during a graduation ceremony. After wishing Mr. Biden well, former President Trump said the optics were not good, not inspiring. In the former president's words, the White House claims Mr. Biden fell over a sandbag that was put on stage to support his teleprompter. Wall Street, Dow futures up 139 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's a good thing. You have more energy, you're losing weight, you're eating less, but what you're eating the right things instead of garbage, chips, you know, fast food, that kind of, you know, french fries, pizza. Now, pretty strict about how I'm going to be using Balance of Nature in concert with how I eat. And it's making a difference. It really is, guys. Your product really does deliver with what you guys promise, and I like that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Now the weather.
The weather.
Here's your Freedom Forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 84. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 66. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Low 80s. Sunday, warmer. Monday, with highs in the mid-80s, storms continue. That's your Oklahoma City forecast from the Freedom Weather Center. Right now, it's 68.
We're the new Freedom 96.9, the radio station dedicated to keeping you informed on the stories impacting your freedom. And we're doing it with 100,000 watts of power so all of Central Oklahoma can hear. Explore our new website, like us on Facebook, and tell the world there's a new talk radio station in Oklahoma that's so committed to freedom, they made it their name, the new Freedom 96.9.
Moxie Pest Control prides themselves on neighborly service. While treating Miss Nolan's home, like any good neighbor, they noticed she needed help raking her leaves.
Moxie helped me feel good about my house, my yard. I was so happy that they would take the time to do something for an elderly lady, not expect anything in return. I just can't thank them enough for making me feel good. I'll keep Moxie for a long, long time.
Call Moxie Pest Control right now to get rid of your pests and find out what neighborly service is all about.
Could full mouth implants improve your life? Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Mueller, Chief Oral Surgeon at Doctors Implants, a unique group of highly specialized doctors who provide our patients the very best in full mouth implants. If you are considering bringing your smile to life, you need to know there's a big difference in Doctors Implants and the corporate owned factories. Our patients know the difference. They know Doctors Implants has the highest success rate, and our oral surgeons are with you every step of the way. I would like to personally invite you to experience the difference at Doctors Implants. Call us for a free, no obligation consultation to see if full mouth implants could improve your life.
Call now for your free doctor's consultation at 405-730-0000. That's 405-730-0000. Doctors Implants, where doctors are the difference.
Home of us, it's our smile.
Hi, I'm Dustin, and this is Jasper. We're with Discount Garage Door. We've served Oklahoma for over 23 years, and we sincerely appreciate all of our customers for trusting us with all their garage door needs. Some out-of-state companies are trying to hit home runs on everyday jobs, so it's very important to find a company you can trust to get the job done right. At Discount Garage Door, we provide same-day service, no hidden fees, and a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. So give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Talking about things that matter to you, your community, and Oklahoma. The Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to this edition of the Jake Merrick Show here on a Friday morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. Got in studio with me, Mr. Daniel Seitz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
I did say your name right, right?
You did say it right,
okay.
Yes.
I hesitate every time. I love it when I have one of those names, and I hope I get it right. No, good to have you here. You're with the Young Republicans here in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And so tell the people, what is the Young Republicans?
Yeah, so Young Republicans, we're part of the Young Republican National Federation. It's for ages 18 to 40, young people who want to get involved in Republican politics. The three kind of pillars of Young Republicans right now are recruit, train, and elect. So we're trying to recruit young Republicans to get out and get involved and young people to be involved in Republican politics. We're trying to train them in how they can get involved, how they can be a part of kind of a conservative youth movement. And then elect, we're trying to elect them to offices all the way up and down from local to state to national.
Okay, awesome. How is that going in Oklahoma? What's the pulse like with that age group here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, so I think it's going really well. What happened in Oklahoma a couple years ago, the charter for Oklahoma Young Republicans ran out. And so we rechartered in 2021. I took over as state chair, and my goal from that point was to build a strong foundation. We know that if your foundation is built on the sand, it's going to crumble.
Yep.
So we've been trying to build a really strong foundation over the last couple of years. We already have quite a few young people who are in elected offices. The Speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives, Kyle Hilbert, is a young person in between the ages of 18 and 40. The new state chair of the Republican Party, Nathan Dom, he's right on the cusp because he's 40, just turned 40, but he still fits the young Republicans. So really, I think that we've got a lot of young people out there. What I've compared it to sometimes is Star Wars. after all the Jedi got destroyed, there were still a couple out there hiding. They just needed to be found. And so what we're doing is we're trying to find those young people who maybe feel disenfranchised or feel like they don't have a place or don't know how to be involved in party politics. And we're trying to bring them out and plug them in.
Yeah, I think it's a huge need here all over. But you know, in a conservative state like this, that is the concern, is how do you stay conservative?
Right.
You know, traditionally, we know that Oklahoma was a Democrat state, but it's shifted. Now it's a Republican. Of course, it was a different party back in the day. But, you know, we are known as, we have the reputation of the reddest state in the union.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when you think about conservative values, do you think that the conservative values of maybe your mom and dad's generation, is it the same as your generation and the generation of the younger Republicans, like the things they believe in and hold dear and will not compromise on? Do you think it's the same, or do you think there's differences?
You know, I think there are some differences. I think that there's been a shift over time to say, you know, what is conservative? Just like you said, the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of yesterday. The Republican Party of today is a little bit different, but I think those core values stay the same. And I think that message resonates. You know, it's very easy when you're in college to be a liberal and give my money to save the whales and, you know, put all this money out there and spend and take care of everyone. And then you get out of college and you see your paycheck and you go, where'd all my money go? Right. Well, I worked all this for what am I paying all these taxes for?
I don't like those policies anymore.
Crazy. And so, you know, I think that some of those core values stay the same. And what we want to look at is trying to help translate the way that we communicate those values to young people. Not change the values themselves, but just try and communicate them in the way that young people need to hear them. The high school age kids right now are the most pro-life generation that we've had since Roe. They really have come out strong, you know, Students for Life and, you know, the March for Life is bigger than it's ever been before every year now. And so now is the time to get those people involved. And what I've tried to express to party leaders at county level and state level is we're not just people who you call to make phone calls or set up chairs and then you feed us a pizza.
Yeah.
We need young people inserted into positions of leadership. We need young people who are running for school board and city council and state representative and national offices. We don't need to wait. We're not the party of the future, and we're not the leaders of the future. We are the leaders of the now, and we can do it now. All we have to be given is an opportunity, and Democrats are doing it. Democrats are getting young people. They're plugging them in. They're pushing them. They're, you know, electing them.
Yeah.
And if Republicans just hold on to the memory of the past and continue to try and do things that way and say, just wait your turn, they're going to lose a lot of young people. And so I'm trying to bridge that gap. I think I can work between generations. And so I'm trying to work to make sure that our young people get involved in leadership positions now. And our party leaders understand that we're not trying to take over. We're not trying to send you to the retirement home. We just want to be given our place at the table as well.
100%. You know, I believe in raising the bar and raising expectations. You know, when you think about the founders and the signers of the Declaration, the authors were in their late 20s and early 30s.
Right.
I mean, we put these guys on pedestal, and in our mind, we're thinking they were in their 50s or 60s. No, these were young men. But very articulate, very wise, raised in a completely different culture, but a culture that had high expectations and standards for them. So when they graduated high school, they knew Hebrew, they knew Greek, they knew Latin, and very articulate. They knew critical thinking and logic and these kinds of things that have been lost a lot. So I believe we got to raise that standard again. And then, like you said, give them a place and give them an opportunity and say, hey, you have something to offer. We want to hear it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that we're seeing a lot of the mom's basement generation. A lot of young people are kind of lost. And so what do they do after college? They go back home, they live with their parents, you know, that general studies or art history degree isn't really panning out for them the way that they wanted.
Yeah.
But oftentimes they're just waiting to be activated. They're just waiting to be given a goal or given a task or given some sort of leadership. There are a lot of people out there looking to be led and looking to have something that they can hold on to.
Yeah.
The Democrats are offering it to them. They're making it look very attractive. The shiny thing is there. The Republicans have to start doing the same thing. Again, not abandoning core values, not giving in on any of our principles, but we have to find ways to communicate those principles to the next generation to make sure that they will carry them on. You know, Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't, you know, pass it to our children in the bloodstream. We have to fight for it.
That's right.
We have to. Or we will do what Reagan said at the end of that quote. We'll be sitting around one day telling our children and our children's children what it was like in the United States of America where men used to be free. And we're on the cusp. We have, now is the time to fight back. It's going to be too late soon.
100%. You know, you mentioned those moral values, two critical issues, especially here in Oklahoma, are abortion and then the pushback against the LGBTQ agenda. We had the recent Supreme Court ruling that overturned two state laws. What does the Young Republicans think about this, and how is this being communicated in the organization?
Right. So we're obviously extremely disappointed. When the Dobbs decision came down from the Supreme Court, you know, we were happy to have all this overturned and happy to see that the states could have purview to then legislate, which should be their role. Mm-hmm. Federal government and, you know, Washington, D.C. has had too much power in this.
Yep.
Roe never should have been decided the way it was decided at the Supreme Court. It should have always been given back to the states to look at and to for elected representatives of the states to decide for themselves. And so happy to have seen that. And now it's disappointing to see the way that the Oklahoma Supreme Court has come down. We still have the 1910 law that prohibits abortion here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that there will be more legislative things done and more ways to try and protect the unborn. But I'll be very clear. Life begins at conception. The unborn should have just as many opportunities as the rest of us to experience American freedom and to see the greatness of our country and to see all that it has to offer. Just because you haven't been born yet doesn't mean you shouldn't have a voice. And so the Young Republicans are very much a voice for the voiceless here in Oklahoma and across
that's
the nation.
So good. And I know that people are, that's refreshing to hear that those that are speaking into the youth take this position because that's what we in Oklahoma value. And of course we have a certain population of liberals here in the state who believe very differently or are pushing for something radically different from what we hold as conservative Christian values. And so this will be an ongoing, continuous battle. And I think that's something that people must wrap their mind around is this wasn't a victory we had. Now we can just sit back and enjoy. No, they will fight to get their ground back, and we must fight to keep the ground. And it is a fight for life, literally, here in Oklahoma. So it's good to know that the next generation that is in them, that's instilled in them, that's their foundation, that's what they're willing to fight for. You know, Senator Dom and also Chairman Dom now of the Oklahoma Republican Party, he and Wayne Hill, they spoke out against this recent high court ruling. And Senator Dom, I go back and forth, Senator or Chairman, yeah. Speaking as chairman, he said, this is yet another example of the supposed high court demonstrating the blatant prejudice the majority of the justices have toward protecting the right to life. In their previous opinion, the court attempted to create a constitutional right to abortion using statutory language enacted well after the adoption of the Constitution. These activist judges need to be held accountable so they stop attempting to legislate their immoral and unfounded opinions from the bench. So, as usual, speaking very frankly, Senator Dom is holding fast to these values. And let's see here. He spoke about the severability. He said not only did these incompetent judges attempt to create a right to kill an innocent child, they also have blatantly ignored severability. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's the ability, the removing of certain portions of a law that might be unconstitutional without removing the whole law. And while keeping those portions of the law intact that do not violate the Constitution. So he said this should be an impeachable offense, and the Oklahoma Republican Party supports all legislative measures to rein in these rogue judges. So, you know, this is pretty strong language saying we're going to go after these rogue judges, identify them and remove them, replace them with conservative judges. So how do you guys feel about that and this the statement by Dom, the vision of the Republican Party here in Oklahoma right now. You guys on board with all that?
You know, Chairman Dom has never been shy with, with what he wants to say. And what I would say to that is I was in Kansas when the Supreme Court in Kansas ruled the Kansas Constitution found a right to an abortion. State Supreme Courts are finding this. It's very loose. They're using lots of stretching to find those rights. And what happened in Kansas is the state question went up, and you know they had trouble there. I mean, it went down. And so I don't know what the answer is in Oklahoma. What I do know is that we have strong legislators, strong pro-life legislators, who over the past decade have passed hundreds of bills that have to do with life and protecting life and defending the unborn. And I know that they're going to continue to do that. And so I think that we need to continue to support those people who are fighting for life. We need to continue to fight for life. We need to continue to get people to fight for life. And we need to get out there and push that message, because we know Oklahomans are pro-life. Now they need to use their voice to say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here with Daniel Seitz with the Young Republicans of Oklahoma. Let's go to a quick break. I want to come back and talk about, this is June month, right? I mean, June month. This is Pride Month, the month of June, which, you know, not in my books. You know, I'll call it Rainbow Month and remember the promises of God. We look at the rainbow very differently. But, you know, I'd love to get your thoughts on that and where you see the Young Republicans in their position on this LGBTQ agenda. Coming up right after the break here with Daniel Seitz. Stay tuned.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Let's check things out on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown, 25 minutes. Midwest City to downtown, 24 minutes. Norman to downtown, 29 minutes. And Edmond to downtown, 22 minutes. Keep in mind, east and westbound I-40 between Southeast 29th and Hiawassee, still an active work zone. That's due to the ongoing widening project. It'll be partly sunny, warm, and humid into the weekend. 40% chance of showers this afternoon.
From Anadarko to Pawnee, from Cherokee to Woloka, we have Oklahoma covered with 100,000 watts of freedom. We're the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Tune in to the Financial Jungle with Zach Taylor.
We find huge pleasure in making sure that you're taken care of well into retirement.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be complicated.
We try to educate as to what is a smart financial move. You know, are you looking to make a quick buck, or are you trying to retire and maintain your current lifestyle?
Tune in to the Financial Jungle. Saturdays and Sundays at 8 a.m. right here on 96.9.
The great American humorist and beloved Oklahoman Will Rogers once said, if you don't like this Oklahoma weather, just wait 10 minutes. So true. But with all our different weather changes come some challenges, like loss of power during severe weather or windstorms. A Generac home standby generator with a 7-year warranty from Rucker Mechanical is your solution. For a free quote and 0% financing on a Generac home standby generator, contact us today at RuckerMechanical.com or call 405-787-5665. Terms and conditions apply. Call details.
At Clark's Wholesale Paints, we have been busy filling the shelves with new products. If you haven't been in lately, come see what you've been missing. We proudly offer products from brands you know and trust. 3M, Wanda, SAS, 5-Star, and more. Clark's Wholesale Paints also has a large selection of enamel and base coat factory paint. As always, we mix your auto paint while you wait. Clark's Wholesale Paints, located at 410 North Rockwell in the green building with all the signs on it, is your one-stop shop for all your auto body needs. Clark'sWholesalePaints.com.
Remember, you listen to the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's most powerful talk radio voice. Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's new home for talk radio.
Dan Bongino.
I don't care who you voted for. Obama, Biden, that's not the point. I worked with people in the Secret Service who were Democrats and Republicans. We always did our job. We didn't even talk about it. If you can't do that like I did it, take your ass and get it the hell out of government and go work somewhere else. Because you are a clear and present... You. I'm talking to you. You are a clear and present danger to the United States of America.
The Dan Bongino Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Reminding you that you are government. The Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back here to the last segment here of the Jake Merrick Show. Just want to welcome all you guys that are tuning in on the live stream. Always enjoy seeing your comments. Just waving at you here. Also, remember you can go to the freedom969.com. website, and you can download any of the archive shows if you missed anything. We always have really good, important information, informative information here. I try to bring you the best guests that speak to the local issues, the issues of the state. And so don't miss any of that. Go to the archive shows on freedom969.com. Also, you can download the Freedom969 app. And speaking of good guests, I have Mr. Daniel Seitz here with the Young Republicans. So glad to have you, Daniel.
Yep. Great to be here.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking about the issues that face us in the day. Recently, we had the Oklahoma Supreme Court overturn two bills. I don't expect the legislature to just sit back and take it. They're going to be responding. I think that we as the people need to remember that these are, here in the state of Oklahoma, we have retention judges. So they're appointed by the governor, but they are retained by the people. So they will be on a ballot soon, and we need to know the names of, I don't have the names of those that actually voted for or against this bill, but I will. I'll bring them to you. And we'll now know who we're going to retain and who we're going to let go. And we will let go of those ones that voted to preserve abortion in the state of Oklahoma. It's as simple as that. But we need to be informed, and that's what I want to bring to you, is the information that helps you make the decisions that preserve conservatism and the constitutional values here in Oklahoma. The values, one of those are, you know, the belief that a man is a man, a woman is a woman. We get down to some just very basic stuff. It's amazing that we're having this conversation in this day, trying to decide what is a woman. It's amazing, too, that we had legislation here in Oklahoma to define that, but it didn't get out of committee. So, you know, that causes me concern and question sometimes about where are we at in our legislature. I want to see hardcore conservatives moving in that hard right position. But that's just me. We were talking earlier about how we've got to work together sometimes, find that common ground. I know that's part of the political process. It's hard to swallow sometimes. But the LGBTQ agenda, it's something that is being shoved down throats. It's something that's across college campuses. Now it's even in our preschools. It's in our kindergartens. What kind of conversations are you guys having in the Young Republicans about this LGBTQ++ push?
Well, you know, they told us that Drag Queen Story Hour wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And then they lose their minds when we say, okay, we're going to pass a law just to make sure. And then they told us that transgender surgery for young people, for minors, isn't happening. But they go crazy when we pass a law just to be safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tweeted about this. They tell us there's no mass effort to market the LGBTQ agenda to kids, and yet every major retailer during this month has toys, accessories, clothing,
right, these displays
being
highlighted,
pushed for children, not just Pride Month, not just adults who have chosen to be gay, lesbian, you know, transgender, what have you, but they're targeting it to kids. So the "this isn't happening" argument has been totally debunked.
Yeah.
And it's been, you know, laid bare that the left is trying to target children. And so we've got to fight back on that. We can't allow, you know, it used to just be in colleges that you go to college, they're trying to get you with leftist doctrine and indoctrination. Then it changed into high schools with critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And now it's kids with the tuck swimsuits at Target and things like that. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And this is not a, we hate you, we don't want you to be able to live your life.
Yeah.
If you're an adult making decisions, make your adult decision. I believe in freedom.
Absolutely.
I think that
we're not trying to shut down your homosexual choices.
As
if you
an
decide
adult,
to.
Do whatever you want to within the bounds of the law.
Yep.
But leave kids out of it.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure that the innocence of our youth is protected. And so the young Republicans, listen, we have gay young Republicans. We have lesbian young Republicans. I'm sure we have transgender young Republicans. I have nothing against those individuals because on a policy standpoint, we agree on, 90% of things. What I'm saying is don't push it to children. And they agree with that.
Okay. It's always an interesting issue when you talk about moral issues and the lines that we have to draw. I used the example of when I went to Taiwan back in college on a mission trip. We're going with a bus full of ministry students and passed by a billboard with a topless woman because that was acceptable in their culture. They had decided that they will accept a certain amount of nudity that we do not accept here in the States. And so there's lines you must draw of what is acceptable. Community standards, if you will,
right.
State standards, and say, okay, you know what? You can do that, but you must do it over here. There's a certain bar or place that you can do that that's off limits to children. Dirty magazines, whatever, they must be behind certain doors and things like that. They can't be accessible to children. Yet we're finding in the libraries, we have pornographic material available to kindergartners. Mm-hmm. And then in Target, this transsexual stuff being pushed on toddlers or marketed to toddlers or moms of toddlers. And so, it's refreshing to see the market speaking back, people speaking with their wallets, saying no more. Target is plummeting. Bud Light is sinking. And hey, I think the people are speaking, saying we don't want that.
Yep. And what I would say is the Bible's pretty clear. Pride goeth before a fall. So my dad always said that whenever I got a little bit big for my britches when I was younger. I'm celebrating. June is my wife's birthday month.
There you go.
Her birthday is the 28th. So that's what I'm celebrating. It's Stella's birthday month.
I like it.
Pride month.
We'll accept that here. It's Stella's birthday month. Happy birthday, Stella. Hey, it's so good to have you on. We're running out of time here, but we'll have to have you back again to get an update on the Young Republicans.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Jake. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you guys for jumping in today. Hope you have an amazing weekend. I want you to never forget the sovereignty of your person, your state, or your God. Take a stand, use your voice, and hey, go love on your family this weekend. Go have a great weekend, and I will see you Monday morning. All right, see you later.
Jake Merrick Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Champlin Broadcasting, and a use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited.